This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Many corn growers rely on a pre-emergence herbicide for early weed control, but now when a pre-emergence application isn't possible due to a wet spring, Minnesota grower Matt Yerke has found a post-emergence herbicide can deliver broad-spectrum control.
We haven't been able to get our pre's on when we wanted them to, so we've got pushed into just a post-emergence system. So we try to get out there, you know, right along that V3, V4 stage.
Matt Yerke says he sees the effect his post-emergence herbicide has on weeds right away, and then all season long.
Within a week, the weeds are white and bleached out. You know, Caprino really offers what we're looking for with the burn down and the residual control that really makes it nice to hold the weeds down till canopy. Using Caprino is a no-brainer for me.
And that's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. We are so in love with our SUVs, pickup trucks, crossover vehicles. But now if you aren't among the lovers of the so-called gas guzzlers, you might find a deal out there. Sedan sales have slowed to a crawl. Things are so bad that you may have heard Ford last month announced plans to stop selling most of its sedans in North America within 4 years. And the lack of love for sedans is good news for bargain-hunting car shoppers. The slow-selling four-door models are being heavily discounted, and those who can live without an SUV can find excellent deals. But now, ponder this for a moment. What happens when the global oil price climbs, as it has been, and the sticker shock ripples through to the gas pump? We've seen it happen so many times. Can we be certain it will not happen again? From This Week in Agribusiness, the American Farmland Trust sounds the alarm every few years on how much farmland is being converted to some other use. And the latest report claims the United States lost almost 31 million acres of land over 20 years, or just over 3% of its total farmland in the country in those 20 years. The trust says that California, which is responsible for 1/8 of the country's farm production, lost an estimated 1.3 million acres of ag land to development during that period of time, 1992 to 2012. The 3% farmland loss was taking place as both California and the United States saw more than 20% increase in population. The American Farmland Trust says the disappearance of our agricultural land has become a global concern because the U.S. contains more than 10% of the land on Earth that is suitable for farming. The Ag Secretary is back out on the road this week. Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico. Hey, maybe he needs what that guy has over in the UK. Sonny Perdue is out in his RV, but did you see the story about the guy in Wales who built a shed on wheels and motorized it? Motorized it very well, in fact. He broke a speed record over the weekend for a motorized shed on wheels. Kevin Hicks in his shed was clocked at 101 miles per hour. He's got a 400 horsepower engine in that thing. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.